Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm reading from The Heart of the Lotus Sutra, Lectures on the Expedient Means and Lifespan Chapters by Daisaku Ikeda. And leaving off on page 30, where it talks about the Buddha seeks to enable all people to attain the same enlightened state of life. Let's begin. Shakyamuni starts out by telling Shariputra, quote, "The wisdom of the Buddhas is infinitely profound and immeasurable. The door to this wisdom is difficult to understand and difficult to enter. Not one of the voice hearers or caused awakened ones is able to comprehend it," unquote. This statement extols the great wisdom of the Buddha. The, quote, "wisdom of the Buddhas," unquote, is the wisdom that shines like a sun within the Buddha. Shakyamuni praises this wisdom as, quote, "infinitely profound and immeasurable," unquote. It is, quote, "infinitely profound," unquote, because it penetrates down to the truth that is the very foundation of life. It is, quote, "immeasurable," unquote, because its light broadly illuminates all things. Because the wisdom of the Buddha reveals life in its entirety, the Buddha's light state of life is said to be expansive and profound, likening the Buddha's state of life to a great tree or mighty river. Nichiren says, quote, "The deeper the roots, the more prolific the branches. The farther the source, the longer the stream," unquote. That's from the writings of Nichiren Daishonin, Volume 1, page 736. Shakyamuni doesn't praise the wisdom of the Buddhas to say that the Buddha alone is great. In fact, it is just the opposite. His purpose is to encourage others. In effect, he is saying, therefore, all of you, too, should make this same great wisdom of the Buddhas shine in your own lives and become happy. Wisdom is the path to happiness. Money, status, skill at getting by in the world, none of these can enable us to overcome the fundamental sufferings of birth, old age, sickness, and death. The only way is to cultivate the wisdom with which our lives are inherently endowed. The Lotus Sutra's purpose is to enable all people to cultivate supreme wisdom in their hearts and advance along the great path of indestructible happiness. Nichiren writes, quote, "The treasures of the heart are the most valuable of all." Writings in Nichiren Daishonin, Volume 1, page 851. That is why Shakyamuni began by extolling the wisdom of the Buddhas, the supreme wisdom. The next part of the passage reads, quote, "The door to this wisdom is difficult to understand and difficult to enter," unquote. Here Shakyamuni again praises the Buddha, wisdom, but from a slightly different perspective. The, quote, "door to this wisdom," unquote, is the door to the realm of Buddha wisdom. Shakyamuni expounded various teachings as means to enable people to enter this realm. As we've discussed prior to the Lotus Sutra, he taught in accordance with his listeners' diverse capacities. For example, at different times he taught that life is suffering, that nothing is constant, that happiness lies in extinguishing all desires, and that people should seek to awaken to the principle of dependent origination. In this way, Shakyamuni expounded teachings that the people could best understand. These specific teachings, however, did not represent the Buddha's true purpose. The true purpose lay in enabling all people to enter the path of wisdom, the path for becoming a Buddha. This purpose, however, cannot be understood with the wisdom of voice hearers or cause awakened ones. Such people may understand the contents of a particular teaching, but they cannot fathom the Buddha's reason for expounding it. Their very satisfaction with specific teachings, ones that explain life's impermanence or the need to eradicate desires, for instance, prevented them from entering the realm of the wisdom of the Buddha, who had expounded these doctrines. They reached the gate, as it were, and then stopped. Therefore, Shakyamuni says this wisdom is, quote, difficult to understand and difficult to enter. Regard suffering and joy as facts of life. I have discussed until now the literal or surface meaning of this passage. President Toda explained this passage from the standpoint of its implicit meaning as follows. The line, quote, the wisdom of the Buddhas is infinitely profound and immeasurable, unquote, means that the wisdom of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is infinitely profound and immeasurable. The passage, quote, the door to this wisdom is difficult to understand and difficult to enter, unquote, refers to the, quote, door of faith, unquote, in the Gohanzen. By substituting faith for wisdom, we can enter the, quote, door to this wisdom, unquote. This door is, quote, difficult to understand and difficult to enter, unquote. As the Daishonin says, quote, wisdom means the wonderful law, unquote. That's from the Orally Transmitted Teachings, page 29. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, the, quote, wonderful law, unquote, contains the infinitely profound and immeasurable wisdom of the Buddhas in its entirety. And the door to enter the wisdom of Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is the door of faith. Thus the Daishonin says, quote, the door is the mind of faith, unquote. The Orally Transmitted Teachings, page 26. If we believe in the Gohanzen and exert ourselves in practice and study as the Daishonin teaches, then in accordance with the principle of substituting faith for wisdom, we can develop a state of supreme happiness. This is what it means to enter through the door of faith to advance along the path of attaining Buddhahood in this lifetime. Carrying through with faith becomes difficult, however, when we encounter waves of adversity. At such times, people may forget that faith is the door to wisdom. Instead, filled with complaint, they may be tossed about helplessly on the rough seas of their problems, or they may fear suffering and give themselves over to lives of pleasure and ease. In this sense, the door of faith is, quote, difficult to understand and difficult to enter, unquote. For precisely this reason, Nichiren says, quote, regard both suffering and joy as facts of life and continue chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. The Writings of Nichiren Daishonin, Volume 1, page 681. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo is the wellspring of the wisdom of all Buddhas, and our daily Gongyo is a ceremony of beginningless time in which we return to the very foundation of our lives and draw wisdom from the great ocean of the world of Buddhahood. The transformation of the voice hearers. In the final sentence of this passage, Shakyamuni announces to Shariputra that the vast wisdom of the Buddhas cannot be fathomed by the shallow wisdom of voice hearers and cause awakened ones, the people of the two vehicles. Shariputra, a voice hearer, is known as the foremost in wisdom among Shakyamuni's disciples. He is a brilliant intellectual, second to none. Still, Shakyamuni declares that not even Shariputra, with all his wisdom, can comprehend the wisdom of the Buddhas. As Shakyamuni continues his preaching in this and subsequent chapters, however, not only Shariputra, but all the voice hearers undergo a complete transformation. They begin to comprehend the wisdom of the Buddhas, and Shakyamuni acknowledges they can attain Buddhahood without fail. This is known as the, quote, attainment of Buddhahood by persons of the two vehicles, unquote. What brought about this change for the voice hearers? What happened to them as a result of hearing Shakyamuni expound the Lotus Sutra? This is clarified in, quote, simile and parable, quote, unquote, the third chapter, where Shakyamuni explains that even Shariputra has been, quote, able to gain entrance through faith alone, unquote, the Lotus Sutra opening chapter, page 110. In other words, the voice hearers can enter the supreme wisdom of the Buddhas, not through their own shallow wisdom, but through faith. In Buddhism, faith means a pure heart, a flexible spirit, and an opened mind. Faith is the function of human life to dispel the dark clouds of doubt, anxiety, and regret, and sincerely open and direct one's heart towards something great. Faith might also be characterized as the power that enables the microcosm of the self to sense the universal macrocosm. Through this power, the power of faith, the voice hearers can enter the vast realm of Buddha wisdom. According to Nagarjuna and Tiantai, Buddhism is a vast ocean, and only those with faith can enter. It would seem that Shakyamuni's preaching of the first half, or theoretical teaching of the Lotus Sutra, which was specifically addressed to the voice hearers, aroused in them a power of faith markedly more profound than they had ever previously manifested. In, quote, expedient means, unquote, Shakyamuni vigorously exhorts Shariputra to further develop his faith. He is saying, in effect, quote, this is the time when you should summon up great power of faith, unquote. Thank you for listening to me today. Please go over, listen, and summon up your great power of faith. I'll stop for today, and we'll continue next time. Take care.